On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Four men have been charged with attempted murder after a 16-year-old boy was stabbed 9 times in Chatham. It happened after a fight broke out in the High Street last December. The group, who are aged between 18 and 21 and from the town, are due in court next month. Also today, it's been confirmed that more than 2,000 jobs will be created under plans to expand Bluewater Shopping Centre. Bosses have been given the go-ahead to extend the site to accommodate bigger shops. Joe's been taking a look at the plans and has this update.
Well, plans to extend the West Village and several other parts of the centre have been approved by Dartford Council. Bosses hope it will create 2,300 jobs and bring in more big names. Medway, Gravesend and Bexley councils all raised concerns about the plans, saying it will draw people away from nearby towns though. Bluewater, meanwhile, has promised to spend some of the budget on schemes to help out high streets.
KMFM News.
Two men who are part of a group targeting people suspected of grooming children have been arrested on suspicion of impersonating a police officer. The 43-year-old from Blackheath and a 34-year-old from Maidstone have also been questioned on suspicion of false imprisonment. Both men have been released while investigations are carried out. A woman's been arrested after a man in his 50s suffered a serious facial injury in an attack at a flat in Dover. He was taken to hospital after it happened in London Road on Sunday night. The suspect, who's in her 20s, is also accused of assaulting 3 police officers.
KMFM News.
Now, MPs are warning today up to 3 million children in the UK are malnourished and sluggish when they return to school after the school holidays. A report by the Commons Parliamentary Group on Hunger claims many parents are struggling to feed their kids outside of term time. Its chairman, Frank Field, has been telling us it can be down to poverty or neglect.
In some areas, you've got parents beside themselves. I mean, putting lemon juice into water as their food so they can feed their children. And you've got in other areas we know parents can't be bothered even to get up to get their children to school.
MPs now want money raised from a new sugar tax to be used to stop children going hungry. They want every local council to be given £100,000 to fund specialist projects. Gina is a mum in Deal and set up a holiday kitchen at a primary school in the town.
We had lots of families come and use our facilities. We fed lots of people every day, and every day they all went home with all the extra food that there was. We're hopefully going to be opening this May, and we're just putting all those plans into process now.
A charity music festival due to be held in Kent next month has been cancelled because of poor ticket sales. Gig for Life at the Hop Farm in Paddock Wood was due to raise money for Cancer Research UK. Organisers say they'll be back next year. And just as you thought he couldn't get any more manly, two people have been arrested after Tom Hardy apparently chased down a moped thief in London at the weekend. A witness says he saw the actor run through gardens and a building site to catch the man in Richmond near his home on Sunday.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops where quality comes as standard.
Nicola's got this afternoon's sports update now.
Starting with cricket in Kent, Sam Billings has been called up by England. He's been named in the squad for 2 1-day international series against Ireland and South Africa, and also the ICC Champions Trophy. He'll join up with the rest of the players next week ahead of the first game in Bristol. On to football, and Gillingham's future in League One could become a bit clearer tonight. If fellow strugglers Port Vale lose at Walsall, then Gillingham will be safe, but a win or draw for Vale will see it go down to the last game of the season. That's on Sunday, and Gillingham travel to Northampton, who are managed by former boss Justin Edinburgh. And Andy Murray knows it'll be tough to hold on to his world number one ranking.
I think it's always hard to, you know, maintain your ranking at the, you know, the top of the game. Some of the best players of all time are playing just now and are playing great tennis this year, and a lot of the young ones are starting to play better and better as well.
He's preparing for his Barcelona Open campaign, having made an early exit at last week's Monte Carlo Masters, which was his first tournament after an elbow injury.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.